Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL at night.
And you're with us again on KSL at Night alongside Taylor Morgan. I'm your host, Greg Skordis. And this is something I don't really think about much, Taylor, but election season coming up and scammers wanting to take your money. And I'm thinking that never happens. But guess what? Since this show started, I get a text from somebody who wants me to donate money to preserve rank choice voting. Now, I don't know if it's a scam or not. I don't even know enough about ranked choice voting.
Was there a disclaimer or a link or a paid for by on the text, Greg?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, it also has an opt out. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop, okay. And you can opt. But I'll bet I get those every day. And I hadn't thought about it, but apparently scammers are really up in the ante right now, especially with the political climate that we have. And a lot of people saying, hey, I got to do something about what's going on. I'm going to make a contribution.
Well, Donald Trump has texted me 36 times today, Greg, and Laura Trump, co-chair of the RNC, has also personally texted me 6 times during the show, all asking for money. Of course, I think I say that because, as you pointed out, it is very difficult this time of year with candidates and campaigns and political action committees, all kinds of organizations and people trying to communicate with donors, with voters. There are legitimate campaign communications that have the appropriate disclosures, the 10 DLC registration. We can perhaps get into that. Because of all these political communications and text messages that may technically be legitimate, this really creates a field of opportunity for scammers.
Well, let's give some help to our listeners from somebody who knows and who can help us understand scammers. And we're talking to Tim Johnston, Vice President of Outreach at the Better Business Bureau. Tim, thank you so much for joining us this evening on KSL at Night.
Hey, glad to be with you.
So tell us, are we up in the night here, or what is going on, and what can our listeners be looking at as they consider some of these prompts that they're getting on their internet, or some of these texts that they're getting on their phone?
I was going to say, you talked about the number of texts that you've received so far during the program, and I talked to an individual yesterday, and they probably received just the same amount, and it was not even noon that day. But I think when you boil it down, scammers are opportunists. They take advantage of the situation, and the election season is upon us. I mean, it's happening earlier than we probably expected, and that means we'll be receiving lots of texts, calls, emails, and letters, and so scammers are going to find a way to take advantage of that. And if you know that scammers are really after one of two things from you, and if they really, when they get both, they're looking for your personal information or your financial information, and it's really easy to contact people via text. And so they're going to send out text messages hoping that you will click because you're driven by a particular issue or maybe a particular candidate, and draw you to a site that may look similar to another legitimate website, asking you to put in your personal information and also financial information to give to a candidate or a cause. So it's just one of those things. We want to make sure that it's a good reminder that if you get a text and you're not expecting it, don't respond. Don't click on unknown links. And if it is a cause or a candidate that you want to, that you're interested in giving to, then reach out directly to those causes and candidates after you've had a chance to do your due diligence.
We're speaking with Tim Johnston, Vice President of Outreach at the Better Business Bureau, about election season being prime time for scammers. Tim, what are some of the tips or tricks or the ways that we can tell a scam apart from a actual campaign or legitimate communication?
So when it comes to text, and you know, I would say that that's probably what is the major pain point for individuals, or they're getting a lot of them. It can be very difficult to break it down and know what's legitimate and what's not. I just did a presentation earlier today and showed two texts. One was from a place that I bought some clothes online, and then another text was a scam telling me that there was an issue with the delivery, and both were related to deliveries. And if you don't know what to look for, you could click on the one that telling you that there's an issue, and in that type of scam, you know, probably all seen it during the holidays, is they're looking for your personal information and also a credit card to be able to pay a small fee for them to make that change. So I would say when it comes to text messages, whether it's for a particular candidate or for a particular cause, as we would suggest with anything, if it is an unsolicited text, don't click on that link, don't call that phone number. And if it's raised your interest in supporting that cause or that candidate, why reach out directly through a source that you know is legitimate by looking up that candidate's webpage or look more into that particular cause and reach out to that organization directly.
Tim, it seems to me that the more and more use that we have of our phones, our cell phones, of our laptops, our computers, has really increased the number of scammers that are out there approaching people. I mean, I know we're talking about election scam, but I sell and buy things on KSL.com all the time. And invariably, and I think KSL's done a great job, but invariably somebody will reach out to you as soon as you post something. And you can almost tell that it's a scam, but it just seems like it's almost rampant these days, Tim, with the use of the internet.
Well, technology has really made it easy for individuals to communicate just down the street and across the world. And so gone are the days of bad faxes being faxed
right
to your business, saying that they have some money from a Nigerian prince. I mean, those things still come through, but not at the numbers that scammers take advantage of technology like texting, or creating fake websites. And even during an election season, we'll still see mailings that come through, but those are not inexpensive for a campaign or a cause. And so a scammer is going to look for a way to be able to reach the masses at a very inexpensive rate, hoping that somebody will click on that link, call that number, or visit a website that will gather information. And I think that's something to be thinking about during this time is, think about what you would normally be asked by, let's say, a pollster. You know, they'll ask you for some demographic information, what party are you most aligned with, what issues are your pain points, or what, you think a candidate should focus in on.
Yeah.
But if they're asking you for personal information, like your birth date, social security number, financial information, shut that down immediately, disconnect.
Definitely.
Hang up the phone or get off that website. And something else we want to remind people is if you do find yourself in that situation, do report it. It's important for organizations like the Better Business Bureau and also law enforcement to know what is taking place out in the community. If no reports come in, nobody knows, what's going on. So we encourage people to report.
Great point. Yeah.
Yeah,
our scam tracker is one way to do that, whether you've lost money or not, and that's available at bbb.org/scam tracker.
You just read my mind, Tim, because I was going to say, who do you report to? So say that one more time.
So encourage people to report to BBB Scam Tracker on our website at bbb.org/scam tracker. And if you have given your financial information or money and you think it was a fraud or a scam, reach out to local law enforcement. The faster you do that, the better. It's not a guarantee that you'll get your money back, but if you wait too long, the chances greatly diminish.
Tim Johnston, VP of Outreach at the Better Business Bureau, thank you for joining us this evening on KSL at Night. Hope we have you back.
Thanks, Tim.
Well, thank you.
When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a really unusual new criminal case that was filed in Salt Lake County involving hit and run. You won't believe what happened in this case, Taylor. Stay with us.